Taylor Wallace here, sitting in Studio 1A, but I'm not kicking it here by myself. I'm joined by Austin's Christina Cavazos. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to be talking about her new EP, Mile Marker, and she's got a show on July 5th at the Continental Club Gallery with Jamie Harris. But let's kick it off with the song. What are we going to hear first, Christina?
We're going to hear Forever, which is on Mile Marker. Honey,
that there's a future.
That's Christina Cavazos. We are in Studio 1A talking about her current EP, Mile Marker. She's got a show on July 5th at the Continental Gallery with Jamie Harris. Christina, thanks again for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you introduce us to these great people behind you?
Yes. To my right, we have Brian Patterson, who's on lead guitar. Charlie Magnone is on keys. Bo Johnson is on drums. And Dave McLeod is on bass.
And I've seen probably all of you guys in Studio 1A before, and have, I think, hosted a couple of y'all several times. So welcome back to Studio 1A. And Christina, this is your second or third time here as well, right?
This is my second time, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I don't want to lean on your age too much because you transcend that, but you're 18 and you're so accomplished at 18. And I also feel like I see you everywhere. I've seen you at the Cactus open mic several times. I happened to walk into the Volstead one time and you were doing a Fleetwood Mac cover.
Yeah.
And that was amazing, by the way. And you channel Stevie Nicks very, very well. Well,
thank you so much.
Can you talk a little more about your process and everything? I mean, I can remember being 18 and I wasn't serious enough about anything, especially to have the diligence to like go workshop songs at an open mic, put out several EPs, play regularly. What is it like to be like that and juggle high school, which I know you just completed?
I think for me, music's never really been something that that's been a choice. I've known ever since I was really little that it's just something that I had. And I didn't know what I wanted to do with it for a long time. I played piano and then I started learning how to play guitar and I was singing in choirs and I tried to do some musical theater. But nothing really felt like it clicked until I started writing. And there was never a part of me that was like, I'm writing because I want a career. Like it was just, I was writing because it felt so easy to release like my emotions that way that like I could be in my room and just, it was so rewarding to me. It just felt so good. So in that aspect, like writing songs and working on them has never been a hard thing. Like it's just always been something I really wanted. And the fact that other people like them is just like a bonus. But like, yeah, I think that's kind of where that sort of drive comes for doing it. Because if I like finding out, like living here and realizing that I can make a life for myself around that and like just do what I want to do and then people, you know, will listen to it. I wanted to keep at that as long as it lasted and it's been pretty good. I think that there will never be a time where I'm not writing just because it's so, where my mind jumps to all the time.
That's wonderful. And taking the next step with that, I mean, here in the fall, you'll be heading off to, this is a mouthful, NYU's Tisch School of the Arts, Clive Davis Institute for Recorded Music. So that's fantastic. What are you hoping to accomplish here before you take off to the East?
Well, I am going to be going on tour, which was something that just kind of came up last minute in June. And I'm really excited to do that with Jamie Harris and like really spend more time with the musicians that I've met here before I leave and go see my friends. All my friends play in August before I head out. I have really been enjoying writing for the sake of just writing right now. Just like there's nothing that I have really lined up besides tour and then school, and everything's kind of like up in the air as to like what school's gonna be like, what Manhattan's gonna be like. So I'm really soaking in Texas, and I'm living at the beach with my sisters in South Padre and just having a really, really nice relaxed time when it comes to music. And then next month I'll be on tour with Jamie and we're gonna be playing around Texas and then Oklahoma and Arkansas and California. And so just kind of letting all of that experience soak in and then taking that with me to college and being super secure in that.
Eating lots of barbecue before you have to go to the
exactly.
to the world of where you don't want to eat barbecue.
Right, exactly.
We're in Studio 1A talking to Christina Cavazos. She's got a new EP out. It's called Mile Marker. So you've got this whole support network here in Austin musically, and you're going to New York where this kind of music isn't the mainstream there. Do you already have a support network there, or are you kind of going to be starting from the ground up?
I have some friends there, but definitely not friends who write, who make the same type of music I do, which is something I thought a lot about when I was looking at schools, just because it's terrifying kind of to go into a city that's not really known for the type of music that I've been writing. But at the same time, I studied in Boston for a summer at the Berklee College of Music when I was 16. And that experience of being just like, you know, out of state was so inspiring to me that I'm really looking forward to moving to New York for that reason, just because I know that even if people aren't writing the same music as me, being surrounded by those people and taking that in is going to make me better, that sure. I can thrive off of that sort of musical environment. Yeah, I think that there is, and there's also this nice aspect of when I am in Texas and everyone's doing the thing I'm doing, you can kind of get like a little overwhelmed. And then when you go somewhere else where you're the only one, it's it's a little overwhelming in a different way, but I'm excited to see what that's like. And
well, it's incredible. I mean, to be a girl with a guitar and to make yourself stand out is awesome. And like I said, I've seen you at the Cactus open mics, and you've got 22 people there with guitars, and then there's the one dude who shows up with random keyboards and things. But yeah. And you really stand out over that. So that is an incredible feat to accomplish, and so young. And I mean, it's great that you're getting to the point where the age won't be necessary at all. But it still is important, like, how much you've done in such a short amount of time. It is really inspirational. And I'm like 10 years older than you are.
Thank you so much.
Also, I look forward to your inevitable electropop album.
Yeah.
That, I mean, you're going to New York, so eventually that'll come out, right?
Exactly.
Christina Cavazos here in Studio 1A. She's got a show on July 5th with Jamie Harris at the Continental Gallery, and she's got a new EP out. It's called Mile Marker. Can we hear another song from that?
This is the title track from that EP, so this is Mile Marker.
You need so much
We're here in Studio 1A with Christina Cavazos. That was the title track to her new EP, Mile Marker. She's playing a show on July 5th at the Continental Gallery with Jamie Harris before they take off on a mini tour together. Christina, thank you so much again. Christina and crew, thank you guys so much again for being here. And she's brought along some, is this your family here with you?
Yes, yeah, some of my family, some of my friends.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys for being here to support. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today is helmed by Gabriel Perez. And our Studio 1A producer extraordinaire is Dieter Gott. And Christina, you've got me thinking about Fleetwood Mac now. So I think we're going to listen to some Fleetwood Mac. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.